The Last Word on Business.
With Forvis Mazars, your professional services partner. Visit forvismazars.com/IE to find out more.
Ian Guider from the Business Post is with us. Very interesting story out of Amazon. And I wonder, is this something that's going to be a trailblazer for other tech companies and for businesses here in Ireland?
Lots of bosses will hope this memo sent out by Amazon's chief executive Andy Jassy to staff last night, telling them that from January, all of the corporate staff who work in offices will have to return to their desks in the office 5 days per week. Amazon, like many companies, has had an informal work from home policy for the last number of years, where staff can work 3 days per week at home and then turn into the office for 2 days. But Andy Jassy telling staff that it's better to collaborate, invent and be around each other, and they expect them all to be in their office 5 days per week. And you can see the trend, Matt. Some of the big banks in the United States and in the UK as well have told the likes of traders and senior bankers to get back into the office, that work from home was an aberration during the pandemic and that it is better off for business if people are around the office full-time 5 days per week. Now, we do know here in Ireland there is legislation that people can request a right to work from home, but it's not binding on bosses. They can say to you, I want to work from home, here's how productive I am, but the companies are under no obligations to accept it. And I think, Matt, this will please lots of companies out there who really want their employees back so that they can work together, collaborate, yes, but also keep an eye on what people are doing. And also, Matt, for company owners out there with buildings, big commercial property landlords, they would love to have all their tenants in there full time, because one of the reasons office values have fallen is because they're half empty.
Okay, good for the shops, the cafes, but it wouldn't be great for traffic. Something else I want to ask you about. Remember, if you got a year or two ago, Intel decided not to open a major new plant in Ireland, went to Germany instead. And there was lots of hand-wringing here in Ireland about what did that say about us as an international location. What a big story coming out of Intel that they're actually now not going to proceed with new plants in Germany and Poland, despite being offered nearly 10 billion euro in aid by the Germans, which was interesting enough in itself, but that they're confirming Ireland as their European centre. A slimmed down Intel, but at least it's committed to Ireland.
It is, and for the foreseeable future. That are the words of Intel's chief executive, Pat Gelsinger, in a major update to the company's staff. Yes, there is pain being taken by staff, 15,000 job losses around the world, hundreds of voluntary job losses at Leakslip in Kildare. But the message coming out of the company is their investments that they were going to make in Poland and Germany, as you said, costing billions of dollars, they are on pause for the next couple of years. But its European operations main base in Leakslip will be the main one for them for the next couple of years. And this comes amid a big shift in the semiconductor industry, where Intel is really struggling, has been losing market share because all the AI chips are being made by the likes of NVIDIA, AMD and ARM, and Intel is trying to catch up.
Could it be that if it wasn't in such an important industry that we would be fearing for the very future of Intel, but that America will prop up and support Intel because of the importance of having its own makers of AI chips?
Yep. And yesterday, the Biden administration handed over $3 billion of aid to Intel to help them build a factory in the United States. I think the trouble for Intel is it didn't bet the ranch the way other companies did on artificial intelligence, and it's still catching up. It did have some other good news yesterday, that it is partnering with Amazon Web Services to develop artificial intelligence chips. It is way behind. The company's share price is down 60% this year, so it does have a lot of problems in front of it. But the fact is, it's a very strategic company in the United States and here in Ireland as well. And it is a big vote of confidence. And I think a lot of people in government will be very happy that they have made a clear sign that Leakslip is very important.
ESB, owner of Electric Ireland, which is a major seller of electricity and gas and whatever you in Ireland. New pre-tax profits released today. How's it doing?
It made a profit of 245 million euro for the first 6 months of this year, but that is down on the 576 million euro it made over the same period in 2023. The reason for that is a big drop in turnover, falling by more than 1 billion euro in the first 6 months of this year to 3.7 billion. people are seeing their bills come down a little bit, but wholesale prices for electricity and gas are coming down much more. And that impacts the ESB because, of course, it generates and trades an awful lot of power. So its profits from its generation and trading businesses fell by over 250 million euro. I'm sure customers out there whose bills are quite high right now are saying, well, how much money are they making out of us? The ESB's customer solutions business, which includes Electric Ireland, it actually saw its profits fall by 6 million euro. They made a profit of 17 million out of Electric Ireland. So they can actually say, look, we're not gouging people out there. They do point out, the ESB, in a statement that prices have come down three times over the past year. There's one of those price reductions taking effect in the next couple of weeks. Still, though, there's separate figures from the ESB out today, from the CSO out today, showing that the average bill for electricity in Ireland, it's still the guts of 1,500 euro and 1,200 euro for gas. So that is way beyond what it was back in 2022.
And one final one. Tell us about the bet that the Paddy Power owner Flutter is taking in Italy.
This is even considered a small deal by Paddy Power standards these days. Yes, Flutter, which owns Paddy Power, announcing today that it's buying an Italian betting business called Snaitech for $2.3 billion. Anybody who's been to Italy will know this business because they have 2,000 betting shops across Italy. They are buying this
betting shops. What are those? I thought everything was online.
Not in Italy. And that's what Paddy Power or Flutter are betting on. They say that Italy is one of the few European countries where there is more gambled over the counter than there is online. Just 20% of gambling in Italy is done online. And if you can get it to where it is in the likes of Ireland and the UK, it's north of 60%. So they're buying this company. It will make them. They have a business in Italy already. It will extend their lead as the number one betting operator in Italy, at about 300,000 customers per month, about €1 billion of revenue and 270 odd million of profits. It just shows you the financial scope of Flutter Entertainment now. This is a global company with market leading positions in so many countries. It's absolutely extraordinary.
Ian Guider from the Business Post, thank you so much.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper, weekdays from 4:30. Today.